How can Fermanagh benefit from this plan?
Well, I hope that the representative from Fermanagh, and we'll do everything that we can to make sure that that's Tom Elliott, will lend his weight in the House of Commons after an election to the plan. It's not a party political plan. It's a plan to get the very best that's possible to get for our economy in Northern Ireland, and it's best for the United Kingdom as well.
What are Tom Elliott's qualities?
Well, I think everybody knows that he's a battler. He's not going to hide and skulk away. He's going to speak out on behalf of unionism. And we really do encourage everybody in the constituency. They have the opportunity to have a unionist MP, but the only way they will get that unionist MP is to go out and vote for that person. So whatever their party political background might be, I really do urge them to set it aside on polling day and to come out and give Tom their vote and try and ensure that Fermanagh, South Tyrone is represented at Westminster, will have a voice at Westminster, and that will be a unionist voice.
Is it difficult for you to persuade your DUP members in Fermanagh to vote for somebody in the Ulster Unionist Party?
Well, I think both in Fermanagh and South Tyrone and in Uri and Armagh, you have party colleagues who are ambitious for how the party will develop in that area, particularly so as in the Assembly election the Democratic Unionist Party was the larger Unionist Party, so it makes it all the greater the sacrifice that they have made, but they're making that sacrifice on the part of unionism because they recognise that across the province you don't have a deal unless there's something in it for both parties, they will recognise that they will have the opportunity to be rewarded when it comes to the Assembly election.
Michelle Gillernew has called on Republicans to keep Fermanagh South Tyrone Sinn Féin green. She says this seat belongs to Bobby Sands. Do you agree with all of that?
Well, I think, first of all, notable that Sinn Féin green won't put their rear end on the green benches of the House of Commons. What she is saying is to have no voice at the place where decisions are taken. And I don't believe that that's the view of the majority of people in Fermanagh and South Tyrone. I believe that they want their constituency to have an advocate and ambassador in the House of Commons, someone speaking up on their behalf and making sure that they get the very best deal possible.
If the row over welfare reform isn't ironed out, what impact will that have on the people of Fermanagh?
Well, it'll have the same impact on the people of Fermanagh as it will anywhere else in the province if this deal is not implemented. And remember, this isn't a dispute. Sinn Féin already agreed on this deal. We're talking about how the deal is implemented. If they refuse to implement what they agreed, then clearly there will not be sufficient money in the budget next year. It means further cuts on our public services. And I think the strain on the executive would be so great that it would imperil the future of devolution in Northern Ireland.
Can you honestly see a solution to all of this?
Well, there is a solution. We got the solution last December. What we need is people to implement the solution that they agreed to. The figures are there. The text is in the document. Nobody can be mistaken about what it meant. If it's dealing with how we implement that agreement, then of course there's flexibility on how you implement the agreement. But we're not changing the agreement. We have that already agreed by five parties.